From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Good morning across America. I'm Stephen Pickford here on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network. In studio, welcoming back Alex Srugi behind Master Control, and Art Moskovic is in studio, and a number of friends, including Willem Backus, on the line from Ottawa. Good morning, Willem.
I'm doing fine out here in Ottawa. I just did my dance routine. I'm with the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. I did a hustle routine in the morning, solo, so we did a fantastic job.
And you're staying at the Albert at Bay Suite Hotel.
Oh, and what a hotel that is, Steve. I mean, when Susan Kelly was on last month talking about it, she really didn't emphasize how great that place is. I was totally impressed. What a hotel. It's like a little apartment. You have different rooms, two bathrooms just for me, and I guess I need that much. I guess it was a statement as to what they think about me, but especially with four rolls of toilet paper.
They stocked up plenty of time.
Yeah, of course, yes. I'm not sure whether you called ahead and told them what I was like, but... Anyway, it was a great place. I was so impressed. They it's like a little kitchenette. They give you cutlery, dishes.
You can make your own popcorn?
They give you popcorn and a microwave. And anyway, wonderful place, Albert at Bay. You got to stay there.
And it was built particularly as a apartment hotel. So it was built as an apartment building. It got converted only a year or so after its construction into a suite property. So if you're going with a family...
That explains why it is that way. It was fantastic, though. I totally enjoyed my experience at Albert at Bay.
You're going to out dancing tonight at the competition, which is at the Chateau Laurier Hotel. So Montreal's
grand style hotel here. It's actually Chateau Laurier has another connection with Travel World, Nebulous Connection here. The very first radio broadcast of any commercial radio station was done right here at the Chateau Laurier by Montreal's own XWA, which later became CFCS, CIQC, the originator of Travel World.
And the feed came from Ottawa and was heard in Montreal without interference for a lot, because there wasn't the other stations on the air and the other electrical apparatus that we have today. Hey,
yeah,
you could hear it.
500 watts carried it all the way to Montreal, and it was heard here.
Now, that's the history books come alive when you visit Ottawa. They've expanded the property, and of course, it was the delayed opening because the president of the Grand Trunk Railway was coming back. It was built by the Grand Trunk Railway, and he was coming back to Canada to open the property when he lost his life in the sinking of the Titanic.
The Titanic, absolutely. I mean, I have a display about this over here. My cousin, who lives in Ottawa, he is here visiting me today at the dance competition, and he told me the story. They had basically a display put up here. They did as much as they could to mock up part of the Titanic here. And in a funny enough choice of words, he told me yesterday he was here not too long ago, and they still had it floating around. So I thought that was kind of
Yeah, floating around, and you can make your own iceberg to go right. I guess they serve iceberg lettuce in the buffet. So there's a connection. Everything gets connected in this world of ours.
And, of course, this is also the hometown of Sue Lumsden, so who was on last week with us, bird watching.
Bird watching?
Birding.
Birding, yeah.
It's birding, Will, birding.
Get the correct term. If you're an avid bird watcher, your sport is birding. And she's looking.
I think I'm a bird choker, Stephen.
I don't want to hear about
no,
this.
No, I don't want to know what you did last night at the Albert at Bay Suite Hotel after 11 p.m. Sue Lumsden is looking to come with us down to the Cortina Inn. Ted Bridges is looking to welcome us back down to Rutland and Killington, Vermont, the end of April. So looking forward to that. And, of course, you remember a guest being here her on Travel World many times, talking about her books. Margot Classe, Wilson Publishing, her newest book.
Yes, Margot.
And she has the newest editions of her series, Hello France, Hello Italy, and Hello Spain. They're available $18.95 each. These are books outlining affordable hotels, $40 to $99 a night. Hotel listing.
City, yes.
Yes, well, she...
She's originally from New York.
Lives in California now, and she's written these books on France, Italy, and Spain. Affordable hotels, $40 to $99, with hotel listings for over 20 cities in each country, restaurants, website links, and more. So if you're looking to go to the, travel to Europe on a budget, Margot Classe's series of books are to be looked for. And
Total experience.
Hotels are a major part of when you go away. Also this week, friend of the show, Robert Thorburn, he had an experience with Continental. Now, you know, and Continental is not one of our favorite airlines. Continental has also led the way in gouging the American public once again. They've announced a $40 fuel surcharge. I guess this helps stave off bankruptcy for the third time in their career. But Robert Thorburn, he's paying $1,000 to go Montreal to Newark, New Jersey. Now, full fare ticket, you are allowed to switch between carriers. That's why business people travel with a full fare ticket. So, miss one flight, they take another carrier. He goes to Continental Airlines in Newark with his Air Canada ticket. They refuse to accept it. You know what they said? Oh, maybe we won't get our money from Air Canada. Excuse me, Continental.
Are you kidding? From Air Canada?
Yes. This is the company.
Air Canada.
Air Canada wouldn't pay them. Now, of course, they forget at Continental that Air Canada salvaged their operation at Continental the second time around after bankruptcy. They invested money. They've since sold their interest, and now it's partially owned by Northwest. Air Canada...
withholding payment just because Continental owes them money.
Yes. And they also said that, you know, we don't want to look at this ticket. Go over to Air Canada, the furthest gate away, different terminal at Newark. Yeah. You know they're at different terminals. They're the furthest end. And, oh, you have to get it in. Doors, you got to do this. Nah, Continental, you're traveling as a full fare passenger. They treated him like he was dirt. So, hey, next time he'll fly.
Tell us what you wrote, Stephen. Tell us what you wrote.
Well,
the champion of letter writing,
and he carbon copied me on that letter, as well as to Alan Fredericks and Rodney Slater, the Secretary of Transportation, the Honorable David Colinette, Minister of Transport here in Canada. I mean, this it was like a fairy tale. I mean, it was like walking into the Twilight Zone. The number of people who were rude and saying, we don't want to accept this full fare ticket, buy another ticket again. If he didn't have the money to buy two more tickets, hey, you sleep till tomorrow, till the next Air Canada flight. This is not the type of service a business traveler wants. So maybe Continental's just going after those $99 passengers and they're looking to scare away the business traveler. But hey, do things like that in a major city. We're not talking about a small point on their route network where they may be handled by somebody else. We are talking about their number one hub, Newark, New Jersey. And they tell them, no, go away. We don't want to carry you. So people learn. You treat them wrong one time, they remember you next time. And when they go somewhere else, they won't take you.
I know commercial break is coming up right now. I'm going to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Willem.
Good luck tonight.
Take care. It's great having Alex back, and I look forward to rejoining the show next week. I'm going to have lunch with my cousin. Nothing like family.
Yeah.
Take care, everybody.
Good luck tonight, Will.
Yeah. Good. Have a good weekend, Willem. And when we continue on Travel World, we'll be talking to Sharon Delaney, our Carolinas bureau chief. She's back from the Wintergreen Resort down in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Stay listening to Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Thunder the Banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you sleep on, you'll be well rested, right? No, and a hard mattress is better for a bad back. Wrong. Have you been losing sleep, believing these sleep myths? You want to find out the real facts about getting a good night's sleep guaranteed? Call the sleep specialist at Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-931-9977. You'll get a free Better Sleep video plus a free sample of the incredible material inside the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. This body contouring bed reduces the pressure that can make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly. Wake up. up more energized. Even if you experience back or neck problems, the Tempur-Pedic bed could offer unprecedented relief. That's why over 25,000 doctors and sleep clinics recommend it. See for yourself. Call now for your free Better Sleep video and sample of the Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-981-7777. Great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-931-993.
Nothing like being privy to boys talking together.
You want to get the best price on your prescription drugs? If you don't
what's
have
that, Barney?
Plan, or you're on Medicare, then listen
I
to
feel
this.
Honored that I get to listen in on this little men conversation thing here.
On the spot at $10,000. Members have already saved over $80 million simply by showing their membership card.
Yeah, I learned that one week, didn't I, Bonnie?
You can use your card for everyone in your household.
That's right. There don't forget, no I'm here.
Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-854-4800 and have your credit card ready. That's 1-800-854-4800. You get full family, unlimited savings, and a money-back guarantee, all for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-854-4800 and get the lowest price on your prescriptions. That's 1-800-854-4800. This offer is brought to you by People's Benefit Services. It's available in most states. Your actual savings may vary.
The truth behind the income tax video was produced. Understand how the American people have been hoodwinked into believing they are required
to work very well.
Security the truth behind the income tax act in government entitlement programs and to pay employment taxes. This must-see video is required viewing for those who are tired of big government draining the financial resources from the marketplace and from the family's pocketbook, forcing both husband and wife to work in order to earn a living, often at more than one job each, just so the family can exist, causing terrible stress on everyone. This eye-opening two-hour videotape can be purchased for only $24 post-paid. Make your check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Act now and learn the lawful way to stop the erosion of your family's financial resources. That's The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Only $24 post-paid.
1 minute.
Presenting a totally organic vitamin food designed to provide natural food source vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace minerals. Vitamin Greens is a perfectly blended balance of organically grown vegetables and live enzymes. Just a couple of tablespoons per day added to your favorite fruit juice or blended drink gives you 2 to 5 times the vitamins necessary for a full day. Endorsed by national physicians and healthcare practitioners, Vitamin Greens comes from the folks at Living Good International, where living good is a way of life. And there's a full money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-777-4515 to order the Vitamin Greens today. Available exclusively through this offer for just $19.95. So call now. 1-888-777-4515. That's 1-888-777-4515 for Vitamin Greens.
Welcome back to Travel World, segment number 2. Stephen Pickford coming to you from the Travel World studios, and joining us on the line, Sharon Delaney, our Carolinas Bureau Chief from WNCN, the NBC affiliate in Raleigh-Durham. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Doing well. You're down in Raleigh. Actually, this morning, they're having their St. Patrick's Day parade.
We are. We're having our St. Patrick's 1 week early, and the rain has held off for the parade, which begins in about an hour, so we're going to have a terrific day.
So if people are tuning in this morning on WBZB 1090 in the Raleigh area, head down to the Raleigh St. Patrick's Day parade festivities. You're just back from the Wintergreen Resort in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia.
I am, Stephen. It was an incredible experience. I think a lot of people don't realize what fantastic skiing there is offered in the South. As a matter of fact, Ski Magazine has rated Wintergreen as the South's single best ski area. And last week, in the middle of March, when it was practically 75 degrees outside in the daytime down in the valley, we were playing golf by day and skiing by night.
You can do both in the same day, and they have the ski and golf same day. One price ski ticket allows you to do both, which is a remarkable deal.
It is an incredible deal. If you buy your ski lift ticket, and you can either ski in the morning, which is what a lot of people choose to do because they blow fresh snow overnight, so it's as if it were a fresh snowfall. As a matter of fact, they are able to convert 120 million gallons of water into snow. They have the capacity to do that. So it is a fully covered mountain as far as they have 19 trails that are open during the winter months. As a matter of fact, you can still ski this weekend, even though it's 75 degrees in the valley, because you're 4,000 feet up on the Blue Ridge Mountains where the ski resort is. So it's really a terrific deal that you can play golf and ski in the same day.
Mesh the two seasons. This is a very convenient resort to get to. It's 3 hours or so from all the population centers of Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina.
It really is. If people are coming down the East Coast on I-95, you just have to cut over on various highways in Virginia. You can go over on some major interchanges, Highway 81 or 66, 64, and you're right there. It's just north of Lynchburg. You can also fly into the Charlottesville Airport. It's only about 30 minutes from Charlottesville to get to the Wintergreen Resort. Signage is very easy as far as finding the resort from the main roads. It is an all-inclusive 11,000-acre resort. So there's so much to do and see. There's more than, of course, just golfing and skiing. There also is an equestrian area where they have an English-oriented equestrian center, so you can enjoy the mountain scenery on horseback. They have lessons and trail rides. They offer pony rides for children. They also have a beautiful aquatic center with water sports. So you can swim all season long as well. They have a huge indoor pool as well as 5 outdoor pools for the summer months. Wintergreen really is a resort for all 4 seasons, Stephen.
They are also known for their children's programs. Family Circle magazine named them as one of the top family resorts in the country.
Absolutely. I actually went to go visit some of the camp activities when I was there. The public relations manager, Dave Zunker, he was a terrific tour guide, and he brought me into the children's center on the top of the mountain where the ski resort is. And they have all kinds of activities, so the parents can drop the kids off to the children's area where they can do indoor activities if it's cold for them outside. They have all kinds of typical activities that you would have for children with colorings and painting and all kinds of art activities. But then they offer outside, they have lessons for the teeny tiny ones. And I think it's amazing that these little 3- and 4-year-olds can get on skis, but they have no fear. And so they go skiing. It's terrific.
It's a great way to introduce the youngest members of the family to see whether they like to go skiing without putting a lot of pressure on them. They have different groups right from age 3 to 4 right up to age 14 that they cater to.
Absolutely. And so there's comparable skiers with them, so they're not going to put the little ones with the bigger kids and have them feel intimidated. They separate it by groups. They have kids' night out, which is available on Fridays and Saturdays during the summer week, and drop the kids off. Parents get a chance to do some other things because they do have some clubs. They have 4 different restaurants. They have a nightclub where you can go dancing. It's really a terrific resort because once you get there, you don't have to leave the confines. There's so much to do right there.
How much do they charge for the skiing lessons for the kids?
The ski lessons for the kids, I believe, if you get the... if you buy a lift ticket, if I'm not mistaken, I think it might be free. It may come with it. As a matter of fact, when you rent equipment at Wintergreen, mm-hmm. you get 1 lesson for free, which is a terrific deal because there's a lot of first-time snow skiers who ski in the South. Your more experienced, savvy skiers may go out west or maybe up to Canada. But you're, a lot of the beginner skiers are the ones who tend to stay in the southern ski resorts. So they offer 125 ski and snowboard instructors at Wintergreen. And as I said, if you rent your equipment, you get a free lesson.
They have some great rates during the month of March. They call them March Mayhem Pass. It's March 26th, right up until March 26th, when I guess they close down for the season. Ski and snowboard all day, $39 from Sunday noon to Friday evening. So a good rate for that. The accommodations for a family, these are not just regular little rooms, but it's a studio suite or condos or homes. It's great for accommodating families.
Absolutely. We were staying in a beautiful two-bedroom condo up on top of the mountain right near one of the golf courses, which they are so beautiful. Devil's Knob Golf Course is 18 holes built on top of the Blue Ridge Mountains. In fact, it is the highest golf course in Virginia. And they have a lot of these accommodations, these rental homes and condominiums are beautifully placed along the ridge so that you have views of the golf course, of the skiing, and of course of the gorgeous Blue Ridge Mountains. They have 300 rental homes, anything from studios to 7 bedrooms. So if you wanted to take a big family vacation or you just wanted to go away for the weekend, they have it all available for you.
With full kitchens and fireplaces, and those 7-bedroom homes, at this time of year, that's what they call a value season at this part of the winter. $518 accommodates up to 14 people. That's less than $40 a person. So you're not going to get a deal like that staying in a regular hotel. Plus, you get the multitude of on-site recreational amenities.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, we ate at one of the restaurants at Devil's Knob Golf Course. And the views are so incredible. And it was literally a 5-minute drive from our condo to this restaurant. Something else that they offer, which is really terrific, is they have a shuttle service that continually runs all day long and right up until 10 and 11 o'clock in the evenings, depending if it's a weeknight or a weekend evening, so that you don't even, once you park your car, you don't have to get in it again. You can grab your skis, stand right outside your condo, hop on the shuttle. They'll bring you down to the ski resort or to the golf course, and then when you're done skiing, just hop on the shuttle again and back to your condo.
That's a really good feature, because you don't want to keep getting into your car and going from point A to point B. You want to stay in a self-contained resort, and that's what the Wintergreen offers.
Absolutely, and what makes it so unique is because these homes that you're staying in with, these condos, they are owned by individuals. So it's a very cozy, homey feel. It's not your typical hotel-type stay where everything is homogenous and looks just like your neighbors. Every condo is unique, has different character. And as you said, they have fireplaces and fully equipped kitchens, and they provide all of the all of your linens, and they do have a maid service that comes in and cleans each day. So it's the best of everything. It's like your own little home up in the mountains.
But the one thing your own home wouldn't offer is the availability of a spa and fitness center, so you can always relax at the end of the day taking in a treatment on their own on-site spa.
Yeah, that is an incredible experience there. That is also where they have the indoor aquatic center, and it's on top of the resort. As I said, it's such a big resort. There's 11,000 acres from the valley all the way up to the top. And the Winter Garden Spa and Fitness Center has hot tubs, aerobic rooms. They have state-of-the-art exercise facilities. As you said, you can really get a treat by getting some different kinds of massages that they offer. You can get facials and pedicures and manicures. It's really, you can be as active as you want by playing golf and tennis and skiing, or you can relax the whole weekend away. It's really the best of everything.
Sounds like you had a great time, Sharon Delaney, down at NBC Raleigh. Pleasure to have you on the show once again, and let you get back to the downtown St. Patrick's Day Parade in Raleigh. The telephone number to call, 1-800-266-2444 for the Wintergreen Resort, on the internet at www.wintergreenresort.com. We're coming up to 4:30, time to break for news with Mark Allen at the Liberty Works News Center. And we'll come back with Bram Eisenthal talking about Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon experience. Stay listening to Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Works Radio Network. Travel.
Every time you call my name,
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I heat up like a burning flame.
Yeah.
A burning flame full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Travel World Radio Show. Fire Saddle.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. President Clinton has announced steps to centralize air traffic control planning and consult more closely with airlines. The change is aimed at preventing disruption to flight schedules. They will take effect next week as warmer weather increases the risk of thunderstorms. Bad weather is blamed for about 75% of airline delays. Top Republicans in Congress are going to propose raising federal spending by about $10 billion next year in a bid to avoid a budget showdown before November's elections. House and Senate Republican leaders, as well as chairmen of budget and tax writing committees, have tentatively agreed to a budget plan that would provide more than $596 billion to run most federal programs in fiscal 2001. That's up from $586 billion in the current fiscal year. Unidentified gunman shot a lawyer dead. The lawyer defending Pakistan's ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif against a possible death sentence. It was a daylight attack on the lawyer's city center offices. Police and witnesses said a leading member of Sharif's defense team died from a volley of bullets to the chest. An office assistant and the visiting son of a high court judge who were on the premises at the time were also killed. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright says the West is trying to calm tensions in Kosovo, which have flared up again a year after prompting a NATO bombing campaign. A supporter of NATO's use of force to stop Belgrade's crackdown on ethnic Albanians last year, Albright said, quote, "We have been consulting on ways to try to lower the temperature and press extremists not to pursue activities that complicate the situation," end quote. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I don't get it.
What?
How'd you find the time to read all those books?
I listen to books, audiobooks, while I'm in my car, working out, even walking. My audiobooks go where I go.
Smart.
Not half as smart as Audiobook Club.
Join Audiobook Club now and get any four best-selling audiobooks for just 99 cents. Thousands of best-selling authors to choose from, like John Grisham, Danielle Steele, John Gray, Stephen Covey, and more. There's something for everyone. Call 800-311-2005 now.
Discounts up to 70% off publishers' prices. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Get four audiobooks for 99 cents plus shipping and handling. All major credit cards accepted. All we ask is that you buy four more in 2 years at regular club prices.
That's up to $120 in audiobooks for just 99 cents.
And that's not smart, it's brilliant.
Call 800-311-2005. That's 800-311-2005. Call now.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew, some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police. Especially if there's an injury.
Alex?
You know, a police report verifies the accident.
No, I can't get it.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to this.
I guess you'll just have to go ahead and I'll keep trying to get a hold of him.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional Business.
Yes.
Remember you have this message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals Program. In this
yes, I got, I got an answering machine.
Ah.
Oh, going off the deep end on Saturday morning, traveling around the world on Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Art Moskovic.
And we're trying to get hold of Bram Eisenthal, who may have lost all his money in Las Vegas and, of course, cannot afford a telephone. He was out there, he was telling me he was planning to go out there a couple of weeks ago and was taking Scenic Airlines for their tour of the Grand Canyon. They have these de Havilland Twin Otters, which fly over the canyon. You can take a tour from Las Vegas, arrangeable through your hotel concierge.
That must be phenomenal.
I've seen the pictures and the video, and they have a great website, scenicair.com, and they have the headsets where you can listen to a taped tour in different languages. And while you're looking out the large picture windows, it's over-the-wing aircraft on the de Havilland Twin Otters, so you're not bothered by an obstructed view.
I wonder what kind of birds are down at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I'm sure Sue Lumsden could have looked that up for us.
Sue, give us a call.
If we ever have a moment for dead air, we know where to call. Last week, she had quite a bit to say. She plans to join us down in Rutland, Killington, Ted Bridges at the Cortina Inn, and we're heading down at the end of April. And that is one of the most beautiful places that I have been in New England. It's around 100, 120 room motor lodge style property, but it has the intimacy of an inn. Large lobby with fireplace and full cooked order breakfast. You have the evening snacks, refreshments, cookies, Kool-Aid and juices and what have you, to sit around in the lobby and meet with your fellow travelers. Indoor pool, game room, Cortina Inn down in Killington, and plan to eat as well at the Sirloin Saloon. And if you like a mega steak,
the Sirloin Saloon.
Sirloin Saloon.
Do you check your hats at the door? Or?
No, you don't have to. You can. It's Spittoon. Well, that reminds me of the story. We were on a media tour many years ago to Quebec City, and Willem, who is not here in our presence, thought that this little bowl at the beginning, which was really holy water, was a spittoon. So I would not want to be baptized.
Did the holy water have to come out of their combat boots?
No, holy or
initiation.
Initiation. We were in Hawaii back in October of 98, and great location as well. We really enjoyed our stay there. But not too many people, particularly on the East Coast, know all about Hawaii. It's a popular destination from the West Coast, from the Midwest, but from the East Coast, you think, you got to make an extra connection. You go, for example, Baltimore to Detroit and then on to Los Angeles or what have you. To combat some of those perceptions and to give more information on Hawaii as a destination, the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau is hosting weekend trade shows, and it's on a tour of the East Coast in Boston, March 24th to 26th, for our listeners in Beverly on WNSH and Taunton on WPEP 1570. Comes to Baltimore April 21st to 23rd, Atlanta May 19th to 21st, so you can head up from Americus or Cartersville. You can call the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau at 1-800-464-2924 to find out where, which shopping mall in your area they will have their exhibits, their vendors from Hawaii travel companies. They'll be showing a virtual reality movie simulating a helicopter tour of the islands, open to consumers in those cities. There's a whole list of cities across America from East Coast to West Coast, spreading right through to the end of October. So call 1-800-464-2924 to find out the details for your area. And Japan, the Tokyo Convention and Visitors Bureau, has announced two new welcome cards to Tokyo. You hear Tokyo, Japan, very expensive destination.
You think so.
You better take lots of money. But they have come up with a program to combat that as well.
Really?
There are free cards available from the Japan National Tourist Organization arrivals kiosk at Tokyo's Narita Airport. Also, downtown Tokyo, the Convention and Visitors Bureau Center, which gives you a discount card for use at participating attractions, tours, shopping, observatories, museums, hotels, amusement facilities, a cruise boat, discounts 10 to 30% at over 41 museums.
that can take a little bit of the sting out of a vacation in Japan. The Tokyo Bay Area, the discount card available. You can go to www.jnto.go.jp, their website, or call the Japan National Tourist Organization at 212-757-5641 to find out the locations for the Tokyo Convention and Visitors Bureau welcome cards to Tokyo. Another trip of ours coming up in the month of April is Iceland. And looking at some of the pictures here of the Blue Lagoon, they've remodeled it from its original site. It's not within direct view of the power plant because, of course, the Blue Lagoon and the thermal waters were the impetus for a very big geothermal electric power facility, and took away a bit of the charm of sitting in the Blue Lagoon and then looking at the steam belching out of the nearby power plant. People would think, you would think, and very much falsely, that this was perhaps polluting the environment, but it was very natural steam. It's geothermal power. It's not a nuclear reactor piping out hot water into the lagoon. That was not what was warming it up. They've increased the temperature in the lagoon by modulating some of the intake, so it's 104 degrees Fahrenheit now, and they've leveled off the bottom, so it's not as slippery and not as jagged. It's
that's hot, man. Well, that's hot.
It's like more or less your standard outdoor jacuzzi. I know you know a jacuzzi quite well.
Just think of the pain involved.
Well, you get in, you better not have, if you have some, they don't want people
I
going with
legs
open.
With less temperature.
Those are chicken legs, not human legs. I don't know what you're doing boiling human legs. You go into the Blue Lagoon and they've flattened out the bottom, so you're not going to trip and fall or that sort of thing. And 4 feet is the maximum depth. I was worried, if you go in and it would be, 4 feet at one end and 19 feet at the other, and you'd go off, and you better be a good swimmer.
Being the swimmer you are.
Oh, yes. master swimmer. Yes, I won the gold medal in the 1976 Olympic Games. I was quite happy to read in my press kit that it's a maximum of 4 feet. So nice leisurely day plan. If you're looking for a getaway, Iceland Air Holidays is offering an extension of their midweek madness, where you can leave day one from North America. You arrive on day two with an early morning arrival. They include transfers to the Hotel Lotlader or Hotel Estia, and day three, breakfast at the hotel. Day four, breakfast at the hotel and back home in the afternoon. So it's a 3-day, 2-night package. And begins at $5.39 per person, round trip airfare from North America, your 2 nights hotel, your breakfast, your ground transfers. Good price to get away for a few days to a destination other than the overhyped spring break destinations. You can make your own spring break and just veg out in the beautiful waters of the Blue Lagoon. Iceland Air Holidays, 1-800-779-2899, and Midweek Madness continues until May 15th, when the peak travel season to Europe begins once again. Next week, I'll be down in West Palm Beach, Florida, Expo's spring training, Jupiter, Florida. And the property I will be back again this year at is the Hilton Palm Beach Airport, which is, you think an airport hotel be solely for conventioneers, but as I remember from last year, the Hilton Palm Beach Airport is a resort-style hotel. It's located on scenic Lake Cloud, just 1 mile from Palm Beach International Airport. And it's operated on the philosophy it's a resort, not just a convenient location somewhere to catch a plane or stay at an industrial park, visit your corporate accounts. They have on-property water ski lessons right on Lake Cloud, a sand volleyball court, 2 night-lit tennis courts, an oversized swimming pool, but it's just minutes from everything. 2 minutes, that's what I counted last time, 2 minutes from front door to the airport check-in, 5 minutes to the beach, 5 minutes to the major shopping malls, downtown Clematis Street, and looking forward to meeting as well on this trip Denny Heron, who was actually Willem's inspiration to become a goaltender when he was inspired to...
That's right, when he played road hockey.
When he played road hockey, yeah, the thought of Willem playing road hockey. Willem enjoyed...
Car! Yeah. Remember, we always had to move the nets to the side of the road.
Yes, car. Yes, well,
man, those cars kept getting in our way.
And then you'd be yelling at the cars, like, "Get out of the way!" But Denny Heron, former player with the former goaltender and with the Canadiens, Pittsburgh Penguins, and he's the sales director now at the Palm Beach Airport Hilton Inn. and we're looking a lot of fun. So
Bram Eisenthal here.
With around 1 minute left in the segment.
My car literally broke down. I had to run home from the gas station to take this call.
And we're coming out to 44 past the hour, and we have to go to another guest. So I think we're going to hold you maybe till next week. Are you free next week to join us?
Yeah, you know what? I'll make myself free for you guys. No problem. Sorry about this. And we'll talk about Grand Canyon and Scenic Airways
for
next
Steve,
week.
Why don't you just bring them on after the break?
Because we have another guest waiting for talking about South Africa. And she is by the phone, and she does not know what is happening. So we will talk to Bram Eisenthal next week, and we'll be talking after the 45 break with Marianne Schobeck, Reservations Africa. Stay listening to Travel World across America on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
Today, would it make a difference? What if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy? Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can make a difference. So please, call Christian Children's Fund now. 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Friends, I'm Morton Downing Jr., here today for the cigarettes program. You know all the reasons you should quit smoking, and no one, of course, knows them better than I do. But it's hard to quit and harder to stay quit because your body craves nicotine. For me, cigarettes is the answer. It doesn't contain nicotine. The natural cigarettes formula relieves cravings. Relieves that nervous tension. We all know what that's all about. It's priceless than other programs, and best of all, cigarettes program is absolutely guaranteed. That's right. Whether you smoke 10, 20, 30, 50 years, doesn't make any difference. No matter how many other times you've tried and failed, you'll quit with the cigarettes program or you get your money back. I stay smoke-free with cigarettes. Thank God for that. If I can do it, so can you. It's available now in gum or in tablet form, and all you have to do is give the cigarettes a call.
If you want to smoke, that's your business. Yeah, but buddy, if you want to quit or even cut
down
cigarettes,
I have Marianne on the line.
Doesn't contain nicotine, great. And it's guaranteed or your money back.
Bram said that he'd call Steven and talk with him and try and set something up for next
week. 4444
okay,
Carlsbad, California. Call 1-800-964-3113.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. Call toll-free 1-800-297-4411. That's 1-800-297-4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
1 minute.
Wherever you go, you see the signs. A new century is coming, and with it, 1,000 questions. Will there be peace? Will your family ever be in harm's way? Will a small town in Texas be hit with a hurricane? Will your daughter ever need a new kind of blood treatment? Will that nice man who hands you the paper ever need a hand to hold in a time of need? We're the American Red Cross. And while we have no crystal ball for the world that awaits, we can make one promise. We'll be there.
15.
Whether it's in the eye of the storm, in your darkest hour, or in the light of day, we'll be there. Support your American Red Cross.
Tell me how will I ever be the same when I know that woman is whispering your name.
Welcome back to the final portion of Travel World for this week. I'm Stephen Pickford, Across America on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network. Joining us now on the line, Marianne Schobeck from Reservations Africa, which is a leading wholesaler involved in the packaging of travel to South Africa. Good morning, Marianne.
And good morning to you.
Glad to have you with us this morning. What got you interested in packaging exclusively travel to South Africa?
Well, originally I started in the retail side of the travel industry. And I went down to South Africa on a familiarization trip. And I just got bitten by the bug. It was, for me, it's a country that there's no equal from a travel point of view. And when I came home, I basically started to promote South Africa, and then I started doing my own tour programs, and before you knew it, I got out of the retail side of it.
So you've positioned yourself as an expert on travel to South Africa, and you've got an informative website that people can also email you with information, and you respond very quickly to those requests and those questions.
Well, you know, 90% of my business now is off the internet, so it's incredibly important for me to get back to people on as quick as I possibly can. You know, it's the only way I can make an impression. We're not sitting across a desk from each other, so it's important that I give the right information and quickly.
And create that sort of internet rapport with the customer. What are the variety of tours you offer? You have, for example, a hosted tour and also a self-drive tour of South Africa.
Right. Basically what I do, my own tour programs are the self-drive and the hosted. And then we customize anything to suit anybody's needs. So if somebody doesn't have the 15 days or wants more time, we can customize anything. Our specialty is making it easy for the independent traveler. We put everything together for them, but we don't do the bus tour type of tours, because that's well represented by other companies.
And also that would take something away. That would take something away from the uniqueness and why people would go to discover the game reserves. If you're herded around too much on a tour bus, I think you'd want more of the intimate nature of discovering wildlife.
Well, you know, the thing is, for me, that I put together the tour programs the way I want to travel. And, you know, the guest houses that I've picked, it's all my style. And so that's what I represent for South Africa. If somebody wants, you know, a coach tour, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with them, then I'm not the right person for them. You know, there's other companies that do that. But, you know, my market is the baby boomers, and generally speaking, the baby boomers don't want to do the 40-passenger group thing.
Yeah, they want to have more individual treatment and take it at their own pace and spend time with their own interests, and you can accommodate them by looking after things that are outside of a fixed 7, 14, 21-day mold.
Absolutely. You know, basically what I do, I give them all the essentials. They get all the transportation, the accommodation, a proper itinerary that they work from. But if they want to get up and leave for, you know, Table Mountain at noon, they can do it. They can do whatever they want. Their own time is their own time. And, you know, that's the way I want to travel. I don't want to have somebody say to me, you know, the luggage is outside your room at 8 and you're on the bus at 9 and away we go.
Now, driving around on your own, you have the Parks of South, Discover South Africa self-drive program. How safe is it to drive on your own in South Africa?
Well, here's the thing for me. I travel to South Africa twice a year, and one of the things that is, all this question always comes up from everybody that ever books with me. At some point they say, is this safe? And I drive the self-drive program at least once a year, every single kilometer. And I check the directions that I give for clients. I check out all my products. And if any of the properties have slipped in terms of what I want for quality, I switch it. So it's a very much hands-on. I feel very secure when I send people on the self-drive because I've checked it out myself. I have an assistant. She goes down once a year as well and does virtually the same thing. And it's, you know, I don't need a bad name. I don't need Reservations Africa to be hit on CNN with, you know, a tourist incident. And so, you know, so far, we have never, ever, ever had an incident.
Of all the...
And, you know, my directions are absolutely specific on how you find the different guest houses. They have a cell phone with them so that if they do get lost, they can quickly call the guest house. And so it's not, you know, the South Africa on world news, the only news you ever get is the bad news.
Right, like
and
a lot of
times. The areas that they have, the crime, are also not areas that tourists are interested in going to.
People aren't interested in good news.
That's what fuels the media, is bad news.
It's so true. South Africa really gets a bad rap, I think, on the international news side.
Of all the various game reserves there are, if you had to pick one, which is your favorite and why, as we come up to the top of the hour and have to close out?
Yeah, if money is no object, my most favorite is Singida, absolutely, hands down. But that's when I look at the rooms. I mean, the rooms cost $1.2 million a suite to build. You know, there's things that, I mean, just are, you feel like you've won a lottery when you've walked into the place. I mean, it's just a stunning, stunning place. But having said that, there are no fences in these game reserves, and the animals don't hang around at the most expensive reserve either. So in terms of game experience, every game reserve that I represent, I am positive people are going to have the most wonderful safari experience.
That's what Africa Travel is all about, and Marianne Schobeck has her website, www.reservationsafrica.com. Also, a toll-free line, 1-888-891-5111 for information on all the questions you have about planning an individual travel experience to South Africa. Marianne, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now.
And coming up to top of the hour means we have to close out another week on Travel World. Oh, yes. All too soon.
I'm going to miss you, Steve.
All too soon, like all great times, our voyage of discovery must come to an end as we cherish forever our happy memories, or so the saying goes. Next week, Willem Backus will be back in studio here in Montreal. I'll be down covering Expo Spring Training in Jupiter, Florida. Sharon Delaney will be in New York City for the St. Patrick's Day festivities there at the Emeritania Hotel. Bram Eisenthal, if you can get near a phone, we'll talk about Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon on Scenic Airlines next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show. Across America on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting via satellite, and around the world on the Liberty Works website, www.libertyworksradio.com. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Art Moskovic. Thanks, Alex.
And Alex Ruggie behind Master Control.
Welcome, Alex.
Bonnie down in Maryland. Have a great week, everyone, and happy traveling.
I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long.